And we're back on the Taylor Report, and we've asked Tony to stay on because we want to note the passing of a dear friend of ours, someone we both Tony and I interacted with over many years, an outstanding figure in the Irish-Canadian community and in Ireland itself. Michael Quigley has died, and we know that many, many people remember him, and he was a very creative man. He came out of the struggles, the sharpest period of anti-imperialist struggle involving the Vietnam War, struggle for Irish independence to complete the process, apropos of the British. Michael, from that period, was like the rest of us. We were all very fortunate. We live in a period of, I would call it quasi-revolutionary upheaval. Thousands and thousands of people were in the streets because of the brutality and arrogance and horrible use of power by the United States involving napalm and destruction and burning of villages, rather like Gaza, by the way. And such things will inflame an entire generation. Michael was one of those. I would say, as I mentioned, he's brilliant, creative man. And like myself and Tony and others, I think his brain was on fire to do something about it. If you want evidence of it, the best that I could give you is a short story he wrote, which won a prize at the Toronto Star. They have their annual short story prize. He wrote about an experience in Ireland, Northern Ireland. And we're very proud that we asked Michael to come on the preceding show that I think it was called Caffeine Free from the old St. George station. And Michael came and read that story, and people, we had many comments on it. It was a wonderful story. As you can find it, I think, at the Hamilton Coalition Stop the War, is it? Or was it Ken Stone published, made it available, Tony?
I saw it on, Ken Stone had it on Facebook. I don't know where else it might be available. Yeah. But
go Ken Stone's his Facebook, you'll find it. Maybe we'll see if we can post it ourselves on the Taylor Report. And he read the story. And a matter of fact, I think we had him back and he read it again. He was also a good reader. And it was when there were marches around Bobby Sands, Michael would be in the center of that, organizing helping build that movement. And Tony, you have some memories as well. And we have actually the obituary. Could you want to read that so people will know the background details of Mike's life?
Sure. This is the obituary. It was in the Hamilton Spectator and the Globe and Mail. Born in Belfast, Ireland, Michael died peacefully in Hamilton in the care of St. Joseph's Healthcare. He is survived by Helen, his adoring wife and partner of 48 years. His brothers Hugh, Anthony, Brendan, his sister Patricia, his niece, and his eight nephews. He was predeceased by his brothers Colm and John. Michael was a lifelong Irish Republican and communist activist who involved himself fully in labor and social movements. In the Irish community, he was a leader in the long campaign for the recognition of the thousands of Irish dead on the island of Gros Eel near Quebec City. Michael was spokesperson for the Irish Prisoner of War Committee, promoting support for Irish Republicans during the hunger strikes of 1980 to 1981, and continued this work for many years. He was and remained an unrepentant Fenian. A longtime member of the Irish Canadian Club of Hamilton, Michael held positions in the club ranging from president to fundraiser extraordinaire. He produced the club's newsletter for many years. An historian by trade, he wrote and lectured extensively on the history of the club and the wider Irish community in Hamilton, Canada. He wrote and produced Bloomsday Celebrations of James Joyce. He was proud of the plays he wrote and produced for the centenaries of the Dublin General Strike, 1913, and the Easter Rising of 1916. He was a valued member of the Canadian Association of Irish Studies and also produced their newsletter. Michael was a lover of good food, good wine, and a good argument. He was deeply curious about the world around him, read voraciously, and could solve any cryptic crossword. He loved his dogs. He was irascible, cantankerous, funny, generous, and kind, and he will be deeply missed. Cremation has taken place. A celebration of Michael's life will be held at the Irish Canadian Club of Hamilton, 389 Concession Street, Hamilton, on Sunday, April 7th, 2024, from 2 to 5 p.m. In lieu of flowers, please consider a donation to raisingtheroof.org or keeping6.org.
Well, thank you very much. That's a very nice summary of him. I recall Michael introduced me to Rory O'Brady, one of the last, I think he was the last retired, openly identified as leader of the IRA. That was, O'Brady came to this country to give lectures on a couple of occasions. By the way, there's a very good, University of Indiana has a very good biography of Rory. I know that Michael also wrote about the Fenians, and there was even talk of, at one time, I believe, of making a film. I don't suppose the Canadian government would be very enthusiastic about that, but the Fenians arrived under the British uninvited, you might say. It was quite a moment. Well, Tony, you yourself had many interactions with Michael.
I did, yeah. I always enjoyed talking to Michael and his wife Helen. Wonderful people, warm and you know, very perceptive and very committed people. I clearly remember when his short story was published in the Toronto Star, "A Bony Thumb" was the title of it. Very, very strong writing and a very evocative story about conditions in Northern Ireland at the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope that should be put in circulation. And it may be between covers, but if it's not, we should try to arrange that it is. Because, frankly, the Irish do have a great literary reputation, and Michael's story should be added to that.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Taylor Report. I'm speaking with Tony Lea of Unifor. And by the way, we'll update you on any further information about Michael and the events. I'm sure there's going to be some interesting speeches and comments from many quarters.